Welcome to Gaia's Voice Podcast with Matilde Croscini. This podcast is for women looking to connect with their innermost wisdom and unlock their unlimited potential to be who they were born to be. This space is for you. This time is yours. You are held by the earth underneath you. Be you. Be wild. Be free. Now let's begin.
Hello, and welcome to this new episode. Welcome to this space that is for you. Dedicated completely to you, and I want to acknowledge you and honor you for taking this time for yourself. And whether you're listening to this as you are doing other things, perhaps going for a walk or a drive or other things, or you are actually just sitting listening, it doesn't matter. It's still a time dedicated to you. It's still a moment that you choose to nourish that deeper part of yourself. And I really appreciate and honor you for that. So, with that said, let's jump into what I want to talk about today, which is something I really feel is so important, because there are so many possible keys to unlock a different way of living. There's so many foundations to it, and we're gonna go into all of that in other episodes for sure. But there's something that is like at the very, very root of this, and is its presence, extreme presence. And the reason why I want to speak about this today is because I have personally experienced myself, and also I have witnessed it in people around me when they started along this path of self-discovery and deepening of connection. And there's a confusion that can be experienced. I for sure experienced that. And it's like the more we engage with various different practices or techniques to transcend reality, to transcend the mind, we can get caught in a state of absence rather than presence. So I was taught and believed that in order to meditate correctly and also integrate the meditation in my everyday life, in order to practice yoga correctly, and in order to achieve relaxation, I had to go someplace else rather than my body, rather than here. And I am not actually with this. I don't want to, my intention is not to speak bad of any techniques or any practices. I've tried a lot of them, and I've gotten amazing benefits from a lot of them, and a lot of them I still practice daily. So it's not actually the practice that we do. Whatever is the one that really resonates with you, that's amazing. That's fantastic. And if you haven't found it yet, keep looking, because there's so much out there that for sure there's something that really does it for you. What I'm talking about is the place where we come from when we actually practice, and what we're looking for within the practice. So, yeah, I thought I had to go someplace else. And I thought that having thoughts still going through my head, for example, meditating, that was a really bad thing, that I was doing something wrong. I thought that feeling uncomfortable during a meditation or during yoga, feeling a surge of uncomfortable emotions, there was something wrong with that, that I had to I didn't have this word, sedate, but that I had to move beyond. That's what I thought. I had to move beyond. And so I'd be there practicing whatever was the practice, and everyone seemed so at peace while I was like really not. And so I just shut whatever feeling was coming down and just try and really try in a way that is quite forceful to myself to bring myself someplace else, to move beyond what wasn't ready to be moved beyond. And I have noticed since shifting, since understanding that this is not really the way, how many people are actually caught in this. I have seen that in people coming to me in my courses, in my workshops, and even just other people I interact with that even have been practicing for a long, long time, that there is this, for lack of better words, it's like being in the clouds. There is like a negation of what life is about. Life is about being experienced, and experiencing life means being in it. Means being in the life that you're living, because that is where all the information is. If I am experiencing a relationship that isn't the type of relationship I really want, that doesn't fulfill me, that doesn't make me feel good, but I just go to some practices just in order to find the relief from a situation that is really not positive for me, then what I start doing, and I speak from experience here definitely, is what is called minimize and normalize, which is, in other words, a sedation of what is really going on inside of me. I've experienced that when the relationship with my partner had gone to a point where it was not a good relationship anymore. And there was so much minimizing and normalizing. There was so much making it into an intellectual journey of, oh, but like, you can use whatever strategies really when you bring them in through the filter of the mind, it just becomes an intellectual journey. So although there were so many uncomfortable feelings, the mind was just shutting them all down and giving very good explanations for everything that was happening and justifying how I was behaving or how he was behaving, or even just creating an argument that of course I was right, but sure, this is just how it is. And then beliefs and stories get mixed into that because they're all in the mind. And so it gets very confusing. And what happens in the end is that we find ourselves in situations where we really don't want to be, and nothing has really changed despite practicing for years. Nothing has really changed. But we're just less and less present to ourselves, because being present is scary, because what you observe, you don't like. So it's better to just remove yourself from the place. And that is very risky, because it brings you really away from life. I wasn't living anymore. I was going through the motions. Yes, I wasn't suffering a whole lot, but I wasn't happy either. It was like that sort of middle place that there's not much happening at all. And yes, that was just not living. And it took really accepting that, first of all, and then practicing in a different way, which is practicing from being totally in the moment all the time. And yes, this takes some practice. It takes I'm still not present in the moment all the time. That is what I am, where I'm coming from, where I do practice. That is what I move towards. But it requires some practice. But the more we practice that way, the more we change from being absent and sedated to be present and allowing, receiving, being soft. And yes, there's suffering involved in it. Maybe not so much suffering, but there's definitely pain involved in it. Suffering is optional. That depends on how much you want to resist the pain. But every time that we're present, really intensely present to an emotional state that is really challenging and uncomfortable, we're actually allowing that emotion to move through and be released. Which allows things to shift around us. Which brings to another foundational point, which is what is around us comes from within. What you see in the world around you, how you see it and how you experience it, it's all coming from within. And so when we go within, we can really change what's around. Now, we're not doing it for that purpose. You're not going, I'm just going to do all of this work so that that person is going to change and that situation is going to change. That's not going to work, because again, you are still coming from the outside, really, just in a subtle way. Coming from within is like really just being so present to you. What's live here right now? If you take a moment right now to really tune in to what is live for you right now. Right now. No right or wrong. What is live for you right now? And while you're noticing, can you just leave it as it is? Can you just notice without wanting to change it? Without wanting to fix it? And often when we really slow down to the point of really tuning into what is present in the moment, we can be very surprised to how intense the emotions can feel. And that is because we haven't taken the time to do this in such a long time. It's like when I don't take the time to play with my children for a few days. Maybe I'm busy or whatever, and it just doesn't happen. And then I decide, okay, I have an hour or two, like, let's do something together. The first moments of that hour, they're really hyped up. They want to do a million things because they have me there. They're like, wow, oh, mom is here. Okay, let's do hide and seek, and then let's go jumping on the trampoline, and then let's do painting, and then let's listen to music. And it's like, whoa, that's intense. It's just because they haven't had my attention in a long time. And the same happens to what is within us. That emotion has been kept there, buried there, sedated, suppressed for such a long time that when you slow down and really bring your attention to it, oh, it can be intense. And that is where, through consistency of practice, dedication to it, dedication to ourselves, dedication to you, you start becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. And this doesn't mean that you need to go looking to be uncomfortable. That doesn't give you like a badge of honor to actually just go making yourself uncomfortable. But it's if there is, and there are uncomfortable feelings there for sure, because you're human, because you are being through the, you're going through this life experience that has all the range of emotions, all the colors of the palette. It just is. It's the beauty of it. And so when we bring our attention to inside and we experience it can be challenging, and it does require support, definitely. I am so appreciative of the support that I have received at times going through moments, and I still still look for support. Still look for support. It doesn't matter how far along the path you think you are. Support is always, always, always so important. I used to believe I had to do it all by myself, and that was not very helpful. We really don't have to do it all by ourselves. There is no extra credit for doing it all by ourselves, for sure. So when I started, and we both started, myself and my partner both started, sort of in different ways, looking really deep inside and wanting, intending to be present with what was going on, it turned so uncomfortable. I've never been through such uncomfortable times. I probably have, just each present moment is different. So ultimately, I haven't been before. I hadn't been before through such uncomfortable times. And I really got to, feel into my deepest fears, my deepest emotions, like, it wasn't anger, it was rage. It wasn't fear, it was terror. It wasn't just sadness, it was like deep, deep grief. And that sounds really frightening. I do get that. And I actually thought, the funny thing was, I thought I was very emotional. I thought I was very emotionally in tune. I mean, I could cry, I could yell, I could do all of that. I could just laugh. So I was being really, I was such an emotional being, you know, so intense. Oh, I so wasn't. I so wasn't. I was to a degree. I was to a degree, to a certain level, definitely I was. More than other people that were around me and less than other people that were around me. What I've discovered is that there is really no end to this journey, and there's amazing layers of depths of emotions. And the deeper we go, the closer to the root of who we are, we get. And when we get to the root of why we follow certain patterns, of why we experience certain emotions, or why we always end up in relationships that are in a certain way, or of why we always end up in the same dynamics with our boss or our coworkers or our clients, why we end up in this loop of triggers with our children or with our parents. When we get to the root of all of that is where we start really feeling so free, because each time that we experience these emotions, we free ourselves a little bit more. We get closer to who we really truly are. Before the programming, before all the stories were put on us. But we don't lose the experience. We don't lose the wisdom. The wisdom is amazing. I mean, if I hadn't been through what I have been through in my life, I wouldn't be here now today with the family I have, the life I have, the joys I have. And I am so grateful for all of it, really. But there's also part of me that is deeper than all of that, and that is bigger than all of that happened to me. So it's the more we go deep, the more we can connect, and then the relationships, the reality around us starts shifting. After a period of really intense emotions, more intense than I ever thought I could withstand, Our relationship has never been better, more real, fulfilling, and just sensational. Really, truly sensational. But we had to go through that as individuals. And then when you're in a relationship with someone, which doesn't have to be a love relationship, this like reflects on everything. That has changed my relationship with my daughters. That has shifted my relationship with myself, because that's at the root of everything, is actually your relationship with yourself. And so instead of sedating, what I call it is intense living, being so extremely here in my body, in the moment, every moment, as much as possible, as much as it is available to me. That's what I'm going for. And an intense living is not doing crazy stuff so to feel intensely alive, although that is where the pull towards doing really crazy stuff comes from, because in those moments you're really intensely present. I've been like galloping with a horse at full speed in a field. It's like it brings you intensely in the moment. It has to. Practicing for myself has been practicing martial arts and being in like in I still remember I only did one competition and then everything changed. But like so intensely in the moment, because if you're not, you just get hurt. So you have to be. But there is a way of being, practicing and living that allows us to be so present in the moment to everything. Everything, and there's so much in each moment. Like right now, if you take a moment again to be in, you don't have to go somewhere else. Like even if you are doing something, how like can you feel your body as it's touching whatever surface you have your hands on right now? Can you feel how does your skin feel right now? What is present inside when you breathe? How are you breathing right now? What are the sounds around you in this moment? Go into your ears and really hear what's around. Really taste what you are eating, if you are eating. Each moment has such a depth to it when we are in it. And so, if you are going down a path with practices and strategies and techniques that are making you just get used to and cope with what is around you rather than wanting to live it, there's questions. In my experience, there's questions to be asked to yourself if that is really truly helping you going deeper into the life that we're here to live, to experience. And I will talk more about this down the line. This is like the core of everything. I live, I do, I think about, I talk about, because it's so important, and it has changed my life completely, completely, from a life that wasn't worth living, a life where I was contemplating how to end it, to a life that is just, it's just wonderful. It's my life. It's a gift. So thank you so much for being here with me today, for listening and watching. And thank you for your comments. Feel free to connect with me at Gaia's Voice on Instagram, or come and join me at Free to Be a Goddess on Facebook. It's a Facebook group for women where I share content. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye for now.